Meditation. What happens in de-frustration? That's an interesting comment. That's an interesting attitude. That's an interesting statement. What happens in de-frustration? Oh, we get frustrated now and then. And in that frustration, we feel, my goodness sakes, nobody's paying any attention to anything, and nobody's getting anything done, and everything is out of balance, and everything is out of harmony. This is not cool at all. And we're frustrated. We're frustrated trying to make things happen in life. We're frustrated trying to bring about peace and balance and right action and truth and goodness in life. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, we're frustrated in doing those things, all right. And we are, and we should be frustrated, because that's not the way you bring about peace and balance and defrustration. That's not the way you bring it about, by paying attention to it. You pay attention to the truth about yourself. You pay attention to love. You pay attention to genius. You pay attention to balance. The only way to defrustrate frustration is to think about those things that are bringing balance, harmony, love, and goodness into life. Now, how can I bring harmony into life when the situation is pretty rancid, pretty bad? Where I have been bad-mouthing somebody, and I've been saying bad things about somebody, and the situation just gets worse and worse, and I feel worse and worse. And as I talk about this person and their bad features, I feel worse about them, and I feel worse about myself. I feel that nothing is going right and everything's going wrong. I feel, what the heck is all this about? And as I feel, what is this all about? Only confusion comes in my mind. And when I stop and I let go and I enter into meditation and I say, I am peace. I am balance. I am right action. I am peace. I am peace. Letting out a good breath, I say, I am peace. I am balance. I let go, I let go, I let go, I let go, and say, I am peace, I am balance, and all is good, and all is wonderful, and all is fantastic. I am peace, I am balance. Truly, this is what meditation's all about. Meditation is being peace, being balance, being harmony, being right action, being unconditional love of myself and everyone in my world. So, how do I understand defrustration? How do I bring about defrustration in my life? Well, I bring about defrustration in my life by loving myself, by loving my world, by loving all that I am and all that ever will be, just loving it and loving it and loving it. And when I love it, then what happens? When I love it, I no longer feel frustration. I no longer feel upset. I no longer feel out of balance. I no longer feel out of sorts with anything in life. I feel very good. The deep breath that goes with meditation is a feeling of balance. It's a feeling of, okay, 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 okay. Uncle, uncle, you call. That's enough. That's enough. Let go. Okay. And so when you let go, then what is there to think about? The only thing there is to think about is goodness. The only thing to think about is balance. Whatever had defrustrated me or frustrated me or been in my frustration level, I change to balance. The frustration goes. I defrustrate it by thinking balance, by thinking harmony, by thinking peace, by thinking love, by thinking goodness, by thinking joy. I have a friend who was very anxious, very upset, very know-it-all, felt that everybody in their world should be exactly like they are and should be peaceful and loving, and everyone should have kind thoughts for everybody else, and everybody should do all of these things. And then that person came to me and they said, "What am I going to do? These people are not being in balance. They're not being in harmony. They're not doing this. They're a mess. And they're just making a mess out of their world." And they complain. They'd like to have a happy family. And the family's not happy. The family is not doing the right things. The family is not joyous. The family is not a good family. And his wife is not good, and her husband's not good, and the parents-in-law and the parents are not good, and everybody's out of sorts, everybody doing everything wrong. And then I say, okay, let's just be peaceful for a moment now. Let's meditate on this. Let's say to ourselves, okay, I would like my family to pick up their clothing. Do I pick up my clothing and put it away immediately when I take it off or change? I would like my family to respect our home. And respecting our home means that you enjoy being in the home. You enjoy living in the home. You enjoy everybody in the home. And you have only nice things to say about each other in the home. Am I doing that? Am I being the example I would like my world to follow? Or am I being the very thing I complain about the people in my world doing? Am I being the very thing in my world that I am not happy with? Am I being the very thing in my world that causes my meditations to go askew and out of balance? And I am no longer harmonious with myself or others. The moment I, in my meditation, come to realize that it's me, only me. It's only what my attitude is about myself. It's how I live my life. How I enter into meditation and say, all is peace and balance, and then open my eyes to see all being peace and balance. When I think about my family putting their clothes away in our house, I put mine away. And I do so not because I have to, but because this is the message that I'm giving to myself and to my family. Everything I do is a message. Everything I think, say, and am is a message. Everything in my life is a message. A message from my heart to my world. I am an illustration of who I am. I am an illustration of what values I have in life. My values are my life, and my life are my values. And everyone who looks at me says, oh, you would never think of doing that. Or, yes, you're that way all the time. Gentle, loving, courteous, and kind. See, your values, my values, stand out all over me. And when my values stand out all over me, I am a very happy fellow. And I am a person who knows the value of meditation. And whenever I feel out of sorts, I immediately go into meditation and say, I am balance. I am peace. I am peace. And as I do this, I let go of all the confusion, all the frustration, and it is gone. And I live in the most beautiful, fantastic, glorious life I could ever imagine because I am the example of what I believe about myself, what I believe about my world, and what I know to be true. All is in divine order. All is in peace. All is in harmony. Now. What happens in deep frustration? Balance, peace, harmony, love, joy, goodness. That's what it's all about. Join me in that realization today, for that is what it's all about.